when they get to the foul line, they're not taking advantage of it.
As Spencer Kelly nearly had a steal on his hands there, and it goes out of bounds at the last second. Cass City retains the possession. 4:54 left in the fourth, 57-39, 18-point lead for the Red Hawks. Drew King passes into Ehrlich right in front of him on the opposite side of your radio. And back to Drew King right at the timeline, brings it back over. Skip pass over to Rasmussen, just inside the three-point line, up to Shank on the right wing, dribbles back out. Double team coming from back of the Paddocks. Will Sutton almost had a steal on his hands, and he does. Looked like it dribbled out of bounds, but it wasn't. And Scrivenmark comes in for the layup as Israelson comes out of nowhere, blocks it like he meant it. Rebound Badax, and then all of a sudden there's a foul on Badax on the putback. It's going to be 1-1 perhaps. As that's Spencer Kelly's fifth foul. Well, the saga is complete for Spencer Kelly. Five fouls in the second half. He's fouled out. Now with 10 team fouls for Bad Axe, Cass City is going to be shooting two fouls the rest of the foul shots the rest of the way.
Sooner or later, Bad Axe is just going to have to say, you know, forget the inside game right now. We're not getting anything in the paint. Anytime we put something up, it's getting blocked. That three-point line that we shoot so well from, we should probably just go ahead and start camping out there and start launching.
Bad Axe does not get scored in this fourth quarter, and we're 3.5 minutes in. As the minute is up for Bad Axe to replace Spencer Kelly. And the official passed it in to Shank to take the free throw with no one around him at all. With 4.5 minutes left. Oh, I don't know what to say right now. The officials are talking everything over.
We're getting a lot of help right behind us.
We have quite the vocal crew behind us from Cass City. 57-39, 4.5 minutes left in the fourth. Cass City leads by 18. Shank at the line shooting 2 for the Red Hawks. First free throw. Soon to be on the way. There it is. That one's long, bounced off the back of the rim. Nice little backspin goes in for number 5, Lucas Shank.
That's why you want backspin for you young shooters out there.
And the second free throw up and good. So 2 for 2 from the line there for Shank. He's now 2 for 3 from the free throw line. Makes it a 20-point game, 59-39. Cass City as Reifenbach takes a 3. Yes!
There it comes.
Like you said, John, Reifenbach didn't score in the third. That's his first 3 points in the second half. 59-42, the first 3 points for Bad Axe in this quarter alone. Full court pressure coming from Bad Axe. And there's another steal. Reifenbach, top of the key. He takes pulls up for 3. This one's no good. He gets his own rebound and throws it up for all to come. And number 5, Shank picks it up to Cass City. Reifenbach gets the steal, passing it down to Quinn, who has 2-on-2. And he goes in for the layup. That one's good. So just like that, a 5-point swing for Spencer Kelly. It's a 15-point game. Not Spencer Kelly. I just made Jesse Quinn. 59-44. Cass City leads, and we have a foul on Badak in the backcourt.
This is exactly the style that Bad Axe wants. Little helter-skelter.
That's an understatement. As number 23, James Canarian picks up his fourth foul for Bad Axe. That's the team's 11, so it's double bonus. Earl at the line shooting 2. First one's up and good. As we're starting out 1 for 3 from the free throw line, Morgan Erla has now scored 3 straight. And that one's no good. I have amazing power of jinxing people here as there's a loose ball for the rebound on the second one. And it is another foul on Bad Axe. Bad Axe fans don't like that one. That's a kick number 23, James Canarian. He's fouled out now. That's 2 players fouled out for Bad Axe. That's the team's 12. So Morgan Earl is at the line shooting once again 2 shots for Bad Axe as Bad Axe. Bags' head coach, Jim Quinn, starting to get in the ear a little bit of the officials. 3:40 remains. It's a 16-point game, 60-44. Cass City leads. Jim Quinn taking his time to replace Canarian. He has 60 seconds by law. In the game comes number 12 for Bad Axe, Matt Kramer. So Earl is at the line shooting two for Cassidy, trying to make it an 18-point game. He makes both of them with less than four left in the fourth. 3:40 remains. That one's up and good. Morgan Erla, he shot 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 free throws now. He's made 5. And now he's 5 for 10. Quinn passes up to Pulaski on the left wing. He takes the 3, 2 feet behind the 3-point line. That one's short by 2 feet. 3.5 minutes left, 61-44, Cass City ball. And the lead. Orban gets across the timeline. Double team comes from Bad Axe. Has a steal by Kramer, and there's a... We have a foul against number 2, Orban, of Cass City. He has 5 fouls. He's out of the game now. All of a sudden, it's turned into a foul match more than anything.
Do you think it's going to take 60 seconds?
No, I don't think so. Avalanche... At the line, shooting 1-1, is number 12, Matt Kramer. He has 3 points. He's 1 for 2 from the free throw line thus far. That one's up and good. Kramer sinks that one. Second shot coming. That's the bonus. It's now 61-45. Cassidy leading. Nicole comes in and replaces Israelson, the big man. Israelson leaves the game with 8 points. Matt Kramer's second free throw on the way. It's good. So, a successful trip to the charity stripe for the Bad Axe Hatchets, now trailing only by 15, 61-46 to Cass City. As Shank brings it up, full coverage coming from Bad Axe. Gets across the timeline to Rasmussen, the nickel. As they set up the offense, Rasmussen has the top of the key, being guarded closely by Reifenbach. Full court, double team coming. As Drew King, actually he dribbled that off the foot, but the official who's blindsided called a foul block on Bad Axe.
I was wondering why that was his fall because his partner
was right there. So heading to the line is number 11, Drew King for 2 shots. This foul is on number 5 for Bad Axe at Reifenbach, his third, team's 13th. That one's no good. No arc at all on that shot. Coming into the game once again, Israelson in for Rasmussen. So a little offense-defense here for Cass City. As number 25, Dean comes back into the game for Bad Axe. We haven't seen him in a few minutes. He replaces Will Sutton.
As far as the arc is concerned on Drew King's foul shot, I can really understand it because he can't have any legs left. He's
that tired. 3:02 remains with a 15-point lead. Now 16-point lead for the Cass City Redhawks as Drew King goes 1 for 2 from the charity stripe. From the corner, Reifenbach takes the 3. That one's no good. Rebound Israelson for Cass City. Out to Shank, passes it up way over the head of Earl. That one goes out of bounds. Bad Axe ball 90 feet from their own hoop with 2:50 left. 16-point lead for the Redhawks. An interesting game by all means.
It's not over. I never sense that thing's over, even though Cass City is quite a lead.
2 3/4 left in the fourth. As in the corner is number 33, Pulaski. He has a block called against Cass City. Number 3, Ethan Nickel, his second, team's 9th.
And, of course, Bad Axe has stopped the clock, so they can have an opportunity to score here from the foul line.
The Pulaski at the line shooting 2 free throws. No, excuse me, 1-1. But he makes the first one, so he saves my save. He's at line, and for the bonus, it's now a 15-point game. Israelson checks back out of the game with 2:40 left. 15-point lead for Cass City. Pulaski, second one on the way. This one's in. He goes 2 for 2 on that trip. Now a 14-point lead. Erla out to Drew King at the opposite free throw line. Passes up to Shank, crosses the timeline, tries to set up. Double team comes over to Drew King, top of the key. 2.5 minutes left into Erla, swinging it all around. Nickel down the corner. As Reifenbach gets the steal, but it's stolen right back by Shank. Erla at the free throw line, kicks it over to the left wing, out to number 12. That's Cody Ross, then steals it. Reifenbach steals it from Cody Ross.